WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
We are still in the Gospel writings of Matthew, and we are at Matthew chapter 24. Last week we stopped at verse 27, and we'll be continuing from there this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you for who you are. We thank you, O God, that you are God. We thank you, O God, that you reign supreme. There is none like you, and none can be like you. You are the true and living God, the God of great grace and mercy, the God who will not always chide, but his mercy endures forever. Thank you this evening that we can come to you, O God, asking, O God, Almighty Lord, for your guidance, O God, for your protection, asking, O God, that you will keep us in your perfect peace, and may our minds be stayed on you because we trust in you. As we come, O God, with your word to your people, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that those, O God, who are listening will be attentive to what you're saying in this season. Father God, we pray that we will be wise. O God, give us understanding that we may walk in wisdom in the name of Jesus. Let your word be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. O God, help us to walk soberly in this present life. Almighty God, we pray, have your mercy upon us, Almighty God. Impart your word to us in such a way, O God Almighty, that we, O God, will go forth in revelation, knowledge, to do your will. We thank you again for your presence with us, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, O God Almighty, for leading us in the pathway of righteousness for your great name's sake. Father, we bless you, we honor and look to you by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We continue in Matthew 24, verse 27. And we see the word of God tells us, "For as the lightning comes from the east and flash to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Let me read this again, people of God. Matthew 24, 27. "For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." And Jesus was this foretelling that he, of his coming, the disciples asked him, what will be the signs of your coming, as we see in Matthew 24. And Jesus went on to tell them of all these signs that will be seen before he comes. But here in 27, he's telling us, "For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west," so it comes so suddenly, "so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." It will be quick, people of God. It will be sudden. It will be quick and sudden. So we don't know the minute or the hour. So let us be ready. Let us be prepared for his coming. People of God, we have to come to understand that Jesus is calling the church of God to be ready. Ready for his coming. For we don't know the minute nor the hour. As a lightning flash from the east to the west. So that quick flash, suddenly, quick and sudden will be the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be ready. In Matthew 24, verse 28, the word said, "For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together." And that's from the New King James Version. The NLT version says, "Just as the gathering of vulture shows that there is carcass nearby, so these signs will show the time of Jesus' coming." I love this version, people of God. It said, "Just as the gathering of vulture shows that there is carcass nearby, so these signs will also show the time of Jesus' coming." So Jesus continued to speak, "Where the carcass is, where there is carcass, dead meat, there the eagles will be gathered." And we see, people of God, whenever there's a dead animal or something on the road, we see the vultures all around. When the word here in the New King James Version speak of eagles, it's really translated vultures. For vultures are the one that really eat dead meat. So we see, just as the gathering of vultures, as the New Living Translation says, shows that there is carcass nearby, so shall these signs be, which shows that the time of Jesus coming is near. So we see, people of God, where people are that are dead in their trespasses and their sin, wherever those people are that are dead, there will the evil one be also. So the evil one has kept the people blind. He has kept them trapped in their sinful state. They're in a dead state, people of God. And the word of God tells us that we were once dead in our sins and in our trespasses. But God has quickened us. He has made us alive. So those of us who were dead in our sins, we are now alive in Christ Jesus. So people of God, we have to understand this. When the word of God tells us, wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Just as the gathering of vulture show that there is carcass nearby. So these signs that Jesus mentioned will show the time of Jesus is coming. Are we looking at the signs? Are we able to see and know that the coming of the Lord is near? We must, people of God, be aware that his coming is nearer than we think. It will be sudden, quick and sudden. So we as God's people have to understand these words that Jesus spoke. So Jesus wasn't just saying words lightly. These words are weighty, people of God. We must stop and say, Lord, give me understanding of these words so that I can understand and apply your words unto wisdom. We want to walk as wise people, people of God. Look at verse 29 of Matthew 24. The word of God said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Look at verse 30 of Matthew 24. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So people of God, Jesus said immediately after the tribulation. So we know the tribulation period is 7 years. 3.5 years of peace and safety, and everybody think everything is all right. But people of God, the last 3.5 years, that's a great tribulation. So the first 3.5 years, things will be happening. Adverse situation will be going on. Trials and all of that, but it won't be as bad as the last 3.5 years. But the word said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. People of God, we don't want to be here during the tribulation. We as God's people must know that Christ is coming to take us to the marriage supper. So we must be ready to go with him anytime. But he's coming back, people of God, to rule and reign for 1,000 years after the tribulation. So we have to understand his truth and be ready to go with him now when he comes to rapture the great church of God. He's coming for his bride. The bridegroom is coming for his bride. People of God, are we ready? The word of God tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet Christ in the air. That's before he comes back to earth. The second coming is when he comes back to earth to rule and reign for 1,000 years. So the Lord tells us that there will be things will be happening immediately after the tribulation. The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man, verse 30 said, will appear in the heaven. And then all tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. They will see the Son of Man. They will see Jesus, whom they reject, whom they fail to believe in. They will see him. Let us refer to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13. 2 Peter 3, 10 through 13. The word of God says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be? Peter asks this question. Because all of these things, all these things that we see here are temporal. They will be dissolved. What manner of person are you to be in holy conduct and godliness? So we as God's people have to know that we have to keep our lives holy, conduct ourselves in a godly way, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So people of God, that's the word coming from the Apostle Peter. And he, people of God, walk with Christ. He is the same Peter that denied Christ. But when he was filled up with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, his perspective changed. And now he was able to write in this fashion that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with fervent noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. So people of God, we have to understand that we must be ready. We must be waiting. We must, people of God, put on the robe of righteousness, walk in righteousness and truth, walk in honesty. As in the day, we are not of the night. The night represents darkness. Darkness represents sin. We are not of the night, we are of the day. And we must walk as children of light. We must live in the light of God's word, knowing that he's coming back for his people who are washed in his blood, people who are prepared and ready for him, holy and waiting for his coming. Look at verse 31 of Matthew 24. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. So people of God, Jesus is telling us so clearly of his coming and what will take place. Do we believe his word today? We have to believe God's word and act upon what he says. Get ourselves in a state of readiness. We must be ready for his coming. We can't be waiting to say, tomorrow I'll do this and tomorrow I'll do that. Today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Be ready. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be waiting for his return. Now Jesus continued, people of God, to speak in Matthew 24. Look at verse 32. He spoke the parable of the fig tree. He said, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So Jesus said, learn this parable. Children of God, learn this parable from the fig tree. When the branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So we can study the seasons of the year by what is happening in creation, such as the fig tree. Jesus used a fig tree as an illustration. Such as the fig tree, the branch becomes tender and it put forth leaves, showing us that summer is near. So what Jesus is saying is that I'm giving you all these signs that will take place before my coming. So you know, you will know the season. You will know when I'm coming. You will know that you have to be prepared, for you, no one knows the minute nor the hour. But this is a season. This is a season that I'm looking for the Messiah, because all these signs that he spoke of has come true. We see he spoke of wars and rumors of wars. Children against parents, parents against children. All these things are happening around us. Famines, pestilences all over the place. So many things are happening, people of God. So many riots and all these things are going on all around us. Aren't we seeing what is happening? The coming of the Lord is near. So when we see these signs, he said, now learn the parable of the fig tree. Learn the parable from the fig tree. Even creation itself, people of God, will tell what season we are in. So when the fig tree, he said, when its branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So many times people would study even the seasons of the year by what is happening then in the year. So we see Jesus tells us when that fig tree is putting forth those leaves and become so tender, the branches, you know you can use that to detect that summer is near. Are we using the signs of the time to detect that Jesus is near? Are we using the signs of the time to understand the season that we are in? People of God, we are in the last days. Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 4 that in the last days, people of God, many are going to turn from the faith. People are going to turn away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. People of God, we have to understand, many great men and women are turning from the faith. We are in the last days. Do we see the signs? Can we see? We ask the Lord to enlighten us, to open our eyes to see what is going on around us. We don't want him to come upon us suddenly and we are not ready. So we have to know the season. We have to know what season we are in. We are in the last of the last days. Jesus Christ is coming. Be ready, Church of God. Be ready. Look at verse 33 of Matthew 24. So you also, when you see all these signs, know that it is near. So Jesus was saying, so you also, when you see all these signs that I spoke about, know that it is near. Know that my coming is near at the door. The word of God tells us here, it said at the door, at the door, at the door. Jesus said, I am at the door. I'm about to knock. People of God, we have to understand these words. He's at the door. His coming is so near. Are we aware of it? Or are we just going about our daily business and not even concerned about our souls, not concerned about where we're going? People of God, we have to understand this truth. Jesus said, so you also, when you see all these things, when you see all these signs that I've mentioned, know that it is near. My coming is near at the door, at the door. There's no time for you to go and to get ready when the master is at the door. He's about to knock. You must be ready to open for him. So when we see all these signs that Jesus mentioned, we know that Jesus' coming is near. We must be wise, people of God, like the sons of Issachar. We must be wise like the sons of Issachar. The word tells us in 1 Chronicles 12, 32a. It said, and the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times. The sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And we have to be like the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times. Do we have understanding of the times? We have to ask the Lord to give us understanding, people of God. Give us understanding that we might live your word. We want to live like Jesus said we ought to live. We want to be ready for his coming. We want to be like the sons of Issachar. Issachar was a son of Jacob, one of the tribe of Israel. And they were wise. So we want to be wise people who understand the signs of the time, the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times. Do we understand the signs of the times to know what we ought to do? We ought to be ready. We need to know what we ought to do, people of God. We ought to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready, for when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So we have to understand, people of God, that we are called to be ready. We are called to be wise. We are called to understand the times and be ready, for the master is at the door. He's at the door, about to knock, people of God. Are we going to let him in if we're not ready? We can't let him in if we're not ready. So we have to be ready so we can let him in. Look at Matthew 24, verse 34. He said, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Verse 35 said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Whatever Jesus says, people of God, it must come to pass. It must be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. We have to understand that. Jesus himself spoke so many times that the scripture might be fulfilled. So whatever Jesus says will be fulfilled. Truly or assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. We see people of God in Revelation 21:1. The word tells us in the New King James Version. He said, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. So we see, people of God, the word tells us in the last book of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ. John himself wrote, John the Apostle wrote Revelation, as he saw all these things that would happen. He said he saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. So Jesus said heaven and earth will pass away. It's a must. It's sure. It will pass away. But my words will by no means pass away. So Jesus' words must come to pass, people of God. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. So we have to understand God's word must be fulfilled. His words will not pass away. Heaven and earth will surely pass away, because John tells us clearly in Revelation 21:1 that the first heaven and the first earth had passed away and there was no more sea. So we see Jesus' words must come to pass, and he is coming back for us. We must be ready. We must understand the signs of the time and be ready for his coming. Look on verse 36 of Matthew 24. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus said, of that day, and I'm coming, and that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. People of God, let no one deceive you. Let no one come and tell you that Jesus is coming on this date or on that date. The word tells us here, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven know, but my Father only. So we have to understand, people of God. We cannot be deceived by false prophets who will come and tell us that Jesus is coming on this date or on that date. Sell everything and be ready for Jesus. That's false. But we must look at the signs of the times and know of a surety that Christ's coming is near. Because his word tells us not even the angels in heaven know the day of his coming. So we cannot go and speculate as to say what day, what date, what month, what day, what year. We don't know. We must say that we don't know. But we see the signs of the times. We see that Christ's coming is near. We see everything that he spoke about is coming to pass. Everything that he spoke about has come to pass. So we as God's people must know that his coming can be any time. Anytime now, anytime. So are we ready? The question is, are we ready? We must be ready for his coming. Not getting ready, children of God, but be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew 24, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. As the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So we can ask the question, what was happening in Noah's days? What was happening in Noah's days? And we can read about Noah and the flood in Genesis chapters 6 and 7, and even go up to chapter 9. We can read all about Noah and his sons and what happened during that flood. But we must understand what Jesus was saying in this. For Jesus continued to explain. So we can go down to verses 38 and 39 and see Jesus' explanation of the time of Noah. But as the days of Noah were, he said in verse 37, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So we look in verse 38 to see what was happening in Noah's days. So in verse 38 it says, For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, the people in that time were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And verse 39 said, and did not know. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So Jesus explained to us quite clearly, and we can read in Genesis 6 to 7 and see what happened during the flood. And we can see, people of God, Jesus tells us so clearly, these people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving into marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. We see, people of God, the people in those days of Noah was living wantonly according to their flesh, gratifying their fleshly desires and not thinking about their souls. And the same thing is happening now. That's what Jesus said, as was in the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. The same thing is happening now. People are just living, think they are living it up. They think they are living their most glamorous lifestyle. They think they are living, but not thinking about their souls. The word of God said, what will it profit a man if he should gain this whole world and lose his only soul? So we see that was what was happening in Noah's days. And the same thing is happening now. They did not know that destruction was coming. People of God, they did not know that destruction was coming, as Noah warned them. They chose not to believe the word of that God gave Noah for the people. They chose not to believe the words that Noah was preaching. But when the flood came, they realized that destruction has come. People of God, when the flood came, they realized that destruction has come. So we, people of God, the same thing is happening now. Jesus said, as was in the days of Noah, people chose not to want to hear the word of God. People chose not to believe the word of God. People said, I have time. People of God, we don't have no time. Jesus said, we don't know the minute nor the hour when he's going to put in his appearance. So we don't have no time. The time is now. Today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. So people of God, we don't want Christ to come and come upon us unaware. We must be aware of the times that we are living in. We are in the last of the last days, and we are to be ready to meet the Savior. Are you ready? The question I must ask before I close this evening, are you ready to meet the Savior? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? You must be ready, and you must have the assurance of your salvation. God bless you here this evening. We will stop here and we will continue from verse 39 next week, God's willing. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, for reminding us of your coming, that you are near. Help us to be wise, O God, and understand the times that we are in and be ready for your coming. For your word said you are near, you are at the door. O God, help us to be ready to open to you and say, come in, O Lord and Savior. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will touch our hearts, change us. O God Almighty, remove everything from us that is not of you and bring us to that knowledge of who you are, so that we can walk in holiness and truth every day of our lives. Thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, as we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you here this evening. Continue to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Amen and amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.